Jim and Marjorie.
Jim and Marjorie now. 96.9 Boston Talks.
It is 7:47 in the morning. A couple of seconds, Carl from Hampshire is going to join us for his weekend preview. We do not have the date, and I'm sorry, in time yet. We hope to have it by the end of the segment. Apparently, Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown will be mud wrestling at F1 Boston. Jack from Lexington actually suggested that.
Wasn't that fun?
That was great. Yes, it was great. And by the way, thanks to F1. Thanks. It was also, you know, it's also great. Thank you.
Thank God.
Exactly. That's how I feel about it. Can I tell you something? Even we didn't do a show yesterday. We just hung out with the listeners.
Yeah,
and watched.
It was a great place. I've never been there before.
Well, not only is it a great place, how much fun is it to watch a live show? I mean, we do a live show, but to watch from Doug to Smirkanish. And Smirkanish is just unbelievable. I mean, and Graham in the afternoon, I wasn't there for that. I listened on the radio. It really was a great day, and we want to thank everybody for coming. Now, joining us, as he does every Friday, roughly 7:45, to tell us about what we should be doing this weekend would be, of course, Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jim and Marjorie. How are you?
You're very upbeat. Thank you.
Fantastic.
We're fine. How would you be, Carl?
I am very uppy this morning.
Well, thank you. Fine. Now, would you like to start down your list of great things for people to do, please?
Yes, I'd love to. Thanks for asking.
Well, you're welcome. That's good. What do you got going?
I'll tell you what I've got. The BMMI, Boston New Music Initiative Beer Festival.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Back Bay Event Center. $40 is all you need to get in, and then you can begin sampling beers from over 10 breweries.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Wait a second. $40 and you can just drink all you can drink?
$40 and sample away, my friend. I don't know why they say over 10. That's a little ambiguous. I mean, it could be 11 or 100 breweries.
That
I don't know what that's
very
about.
Insightful. And by the way, don't drive if you're doing this thing, or bring somebody with you
well,
who
you
is your designated driver.
You can take the tea.
Oh, you can. It's true.
No, it's the new music initiative. It's all about getting slammed and writing new music. What better way to get new music?
Now, I hadn't thought of that, Carl. Thanks for that. And by the way, as always, if you go to 969bostontalks.com, the phone numbers and or websites for every one of Carl's recommendations is there. What's next, Carl?
You're going to love this, Jim.
What
Hansen.
Is it?
The little group Hansen is at the House of Blues Sunday at 7 o'clock. You remember that young bunch of blondes?
The little boys.
Kids?
Yeah, the little boy group.
No, I miss them.
You know that Bono once called their music genius?
No, really?
I'm serious, which ironically was the exact moment that I realized Bono was an idiot.
They're all grown up, obviously.
They're all grown up. Yeah, they're a little older now.
And they're still pretty good?
They look like a bunch of Swedish masseuses, retired Swedish masseuses that put a band together, you know.
Or those Swedish ski instructors that are cutting a fine form on the slopes.
I thought ABBA, was ABBA Swedish? Are they ABBA
Swedish?
Yeah,
they were Swedish too.
I thought they're the
those
only
Swedes,
Swedish group.
Got to watch them every second, Jim.
They really do. And nothing like a Swedish massage. Well, that's good. That's at the House of Blues. Well, anything with food? How about some food? Do you have any food stuff?
Oh, smoke this, Rib Fest. How about that?
You make that up or that's real? When's that?
That is real. That's the 9th, 12 to 4 at the Eastside Bar and Grill. A whole bunch of different rib people. What do they call those guys? Pitmasters.
Mm-hmm. Pitmasters, yeah.
Yeah, pitmasters from all over Boston will be there doing their thing. This is funny. There's no punctuation. It just says, smoke this Rib Fest. So I don't know if it's smoke this Rib Fest or smoke this Rib Fest.
No, you really, that's so true.
Well, you know how I am about punctuation.
No, I know. Marjorie's huge on grammar and punctuation, so I'm really glad you brought that up, Carl. So that so we've dealt with the beer, we've dealt with a Swedish group of singers who are now masseuses, and we have ribs to eat. What else do we have? Any other kind of entertainment? What do you got
we
here?
We talked about my punctuation. You know what it is? I had a bad experience with an apostrophe when I was a child.
I bet
oh,
you did.
I'm sorry.
You got hoisted
yeah,
on your own apostrophe.
Marjorie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Scott Brown.
What else?
Hey, Pat Metheny and Larry Grenadier. Now, listen, Pat Metheny, remember this guy, the jazz guitarist?
Yeah, first, yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
I loved him. I got his first record was American Garage, like back in 1947. But believe it or not, this guy has won 18 Grammy Awards
really?
In 12 different categories. That's a fact.
Well, by
I was shocked by that.
One of the reasons we really want to urge you to go to that, beyond his skills, is the woman who's promoting that. Sue O'Clair is the woman responsible for getting us a whole ton of great people. Am I not right about this?
I think so.
From John Anderson from Yes to Livingston Taylor to a whole bunch or whatever. So go support that kind of show. What else, Carl?
Justin McKinney, a hilarious comic at Nick's Comedy Store.
Who?
Justin McKinney. You got to Google this guy on YouTube. Juston McKinney. This guy, he's done several Leno appearances. He's a national act. Ironically, he was a kid. The first time I did comedy, like 15 years ago, at the old Grill 93 in Andover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was like this young punk kid. He was emceeing that night. And
by the way, let me explain something. Every time Carl mentions a comedian who no one has ever heard of, there's a Carl connection to this thing. So what, did you sleep with him that night, Carl, or what'd you do with Justin?
Well, obviously I should have, because look, I mean, it's 15 years later, he's a big shot, and I'm doing, weekend preview at the Jim and Marjorie show.
So this is Justin McKinney at Nick's Comedy Stop in Boston. That's pretty good. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he's very good. Family Swap Day at the Center for the Arts at Somerville Armory. I got so excited when I saw this because I'm thinking, God, I've waited for years for this to swap my family. I'm finally going to get a nice family, fewer kids, well-behaved, a smoking hot wife. And it turns out it's, go in and swap Halloween costumes.
Oh, too bad.
I know, what a disappointment.
You actually do have a smoking hot wife currently, I should say.
Yeah, last time I checked, yeah.
Right. Others have checked, and they agree for the most part. So wait a second, you swap Halloween things?
Yeah, you can trade your last year's Halloween
costume. It's a great idea.
Yeah, and it
saves a lot of money.
Swaps, toy swaps, kid swaps.
Boy, yeah. That sounds really great.
Well,
I wouldn't
great
miss that for the
if
world.
If you want to have a neat Halloween costume, you don't want to have to. You're not clever enough to make your own. You don't want to have to spend
point.
A lot
okay,
of money on your Halloween costumes.
I just want to be clear to people: you can't swap family members. So don't go there. Thank you.
That's another
too bad.
Event.
I thought it was a wife swapping kind of deal for swingers.
Oh, how dare you, Marjorie?
I'm what sorry, Carl.
Is there anything more going on here, or what?
Actually, Marjorie's wife swapping comment is a perfect segue to my last event.
What is it?
Listen to this. Mass Audubon's Boston Nature Center, nuts about squirrels.
No.
I am
That's
not
this week?
I've been waiting years for this. This is a night from 2 to 3 p.m. I don't know how they think they're going to fit this all in an hour. Let me give you a couple. Did you know one gray squirrel can hide up to 1,000 acorns in one season?
Of course I knew
no,
that. Yes,
I
they
did
do.
Not.
Stick them right up their kidding. Butt. I've
yeah,
seen them do it.
Yeah. That's 998 more nuts than Chaz Bono had to hide.
Now, hold on for a second, Carl.
Oh, okay.
From New Hampshire. He has left out a very important event this weekend.
What is it?
Well,
oh,
you
Occupy
and I
Boston?
Are making our movie premiere.
We are?
Yes,
oh,
we are.
Jimmy Tingle's
Jimmy
American
Tingle.
Dream at
American
the Bravo
oh,
Theater.
I heard about that.
Yeah, you left us
it.
Out.
Tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night with Tingle, his movie, the director,
yeah,
and all that sort of stuff.
It's going to be great. And Jim and I have a 17-second
cameo
role
we do.
In the movie.
I can't wait to see that.
It's spectacular.
Okay, fine.
Bravo Theater over
now,
there
they,
in Cambridge.
Excuse
where
me,
the elite
what they,
meet.
What do they do with nuts about? I don't get it. What do they do?
Well, I just talked about squirrels. Did you know that squirrels keep two homes and communicate with their tails? There's a reason you don't know these things about squirrels, and it's because you're not freaking insane. That's
I don't
why.
Know. I kind of think that's fascinating.
I think
they
it's sort of good, too.
A thousand
Listen,
acorns
I more
a season.
I have squirrels around my house than I have birds, and I'm knee-deep in acorns. So there's no way each squirrel is picking up 1,000 nuts at my house.
We don't care about your problems. Now, Carl, I hesitate to ask, are you performing anywhere this weekend?
You know what? I'm hosting the talent show at the Pumpkin Festival in my hometown.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. Just wait a second.
Pumpkin Festival.
I'm sorry. You are hosting.
Why did I say that?
You're hosting the talent festival, that talent show at the Pumpkin Festival in your hometown?
Yeah, it's a big event we have every year up here in New Hampshire. It's New Hampshire. It's
now,
3 days all about pumpkins, and I can't believe I just got done making fun about a thing about squirrels and nuts.
Now, is there a website for this event, or how do people get there exactly?
There's no website for this event. Yeah, well, there probably is if you do Milford, New Hampshire Pumpkin Festival. I was supposed to mention, too, quickly that Nuts About Squirrels
yeah.
also happens to be Matt Shearer's porn name. He told me that before we went on.
Matt Shearer's porn name? I knew
Nuts
he was doing
squirrels.
Something sneaky on the side.
Yeah, I probably should have mentioned that.
So, Carl, we'll see you at the Pumpkin Festival up there in Milford?
Yeah, come on up. I'll carve a jack-o'-lantern for you.
I'd love that. Carl from New Hampshire, we love you. Thank you very much for your weekend preview.